The 6 o'clock Rock Report. Radio Nova.
Big Country are coming back to play the Academy in Dublin April 27th, and the band have got a brand new album out. I caught up with Mike Peters from the band, and man, he's very encouraged and very happy with everything, right?
Yeah, very, very pleased, you know, especially with the reaction it's been getting in its as it's being leaked onto the internet, into the fans' lives. And that's the most important thing is for me when we were making the record was, will the Big Country fans like this record? And that was, so to me, we had to make a great Big Country record. And I think we've done that. I think we've risen to the challenge and everything that goes with the challenge of Big Country, so the history. And I feel really proud of the record.
Well, I've been surfing around the websites and, you know, listening to snippets of songs and whatnot. And you've most definitely made a Big Country record, haven't you?
Without a doubt, yeah. That was important to me. It was no point in me coming from the Alarm and trying to have Big Country do Alarm songs. That would have been a travesty. So
yeah,
and the completely wrong thing to do. And we just worked in, you know, from my experience of being around the band all the years that I'd known them and talking about their creative process, I felt it was very important that did not change. So everything started with something that was coming from the original members. It was coming from Bruce's guitar or from Mark's drum kit. And then at the right time, I would appear with some lines. You know, I often spent most of the time when we were working at the song sat in another room. And I would just listen to the music through the wall, and then words were being suggested by the music, and then I'd take those in, and I could hear melodies in the music that the lads were playing. And I worked in the way that Stuart Adamson worked on the original songs. They would create a background of music, and then Stuart would take it away and listen to it without his guitar and hear the words that were inside the music. So it's been no different.
Did you feel some pressure because you were going to do things the way Stuart would have done things?
Well, there was definitely pressure because of the scale of the presence that Stuart's left behind through his music and what he stood for as a person. But I'm not afraid of a challenge in life, and I knew that we had to look at it square on. You know, you couldn't avoid looking into Stuart's eyes when you were making this record or not reading his lyrics. We had to do all that, and I just felt it was very important that as a band, Big Country didn't leave anything behind in the studios when we made this record. Let's say what needs to be said. Let's bring everything out into the open. Let's confront the emotions and the feelings that get stirred when you know, and let's not forget Stuart, you know, he did commit suicide. It leaves behind an incredible amount of things that everyone's scared to say or
yes,
is unspoken.
Yeah.
I just felt we needed to walk through that and deal with that for Stuart's sake as well as
the band
and Big Country, a massive family, you know, and everyone's close, and we had to sort of work this record to bring the family close together, and I feel like we've done that. You know, we played on up in New Year's up in Scotland in Dunfermline, and we played a concert in the band's hometown, and all the family was there. Stuart's wife Sandra, ex-wife Sandra, was there. His kids were there. His daughter came up and sang a song with us, and I felt like Stuart was part of this record. When my father died, the vicar came to pay his respects to our family, and he said to me, and I'm sure everybody who's lost somebody in their life has heard this, but he said to me, "Look, Mike, your dad's not gone. He's just in the next room, and he's out of. He can't see him, but he can hear you." And I just felt like that was. I took that into my thinking when I was in the studio with Big Country. I just felt like Stuart was very close to us and, you know, was suggesting things. He, you know, because no one knows where you hear a piece of music and you hear it and a word comes into your mind and you never know where that comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So,
what dark place it's come from, yeah.
Yeah, I just chose to believe that was, you know, there was messages being sent to us, you know, from however the conduits are being and the are being used. But, you know, I was very immersed in Stuart's work, having sang for Big Country for 2 years and performed an album in detail like The Crossing where every single word was being sung. I wasn't just dipping into a Big Country's greatest hits. We were playing songs from all across their albums, and I felt, you know, as a fan of Big Country, I knew the music well, and I knew, you know, I've spent a lot of time writing Stuart's lyrics out with by pen on paper to get to know the flow. And I think all that helped me when we were making the record.
To me, you sound like you're quite a spiritual person, that, you know, that you believe that Stuart was influencing words that you wrote on.
Very much so, you know, and there was something that I think is at hand in all of Stuart's work. You know, I think he was a man of faith. I think, you know, I think he carried that in his work, and you can see it in a lot of his songs. And you know, I fought back from cancer twice in
yes,
my life. And,
yes.
You know, you can't just do that on your own. You have to have belief to be able to do that.
How are you feeling now? You good?
I'm good.
Well, that
I'm feeling
thankfully.
Great.
Excellent.
Ready for the journey.
Excellent. Well, the journey is ready to start, I guess. This is a brand new chapter, the first big country album in 14 years. Recorded in a nuclear fallout shelter, is that right?
Well, it was more like a Cold War bunker. It was an ex-observation centre for information.
What possessed you to go there and record your new album?
Well, it was a halfway point in some ways for all the band members, because myself living in North Wales, you know, the core of the band up in Dunfermline,
yeah,
up in its hometown, but there was also Derek out in Glasgow and Mark down in London. So the studio is a place that I discovered through my life in North Wales.
Mm.
And it was a place where we could all stay. It had a great vibe to it, you know, in terms of rooms, and Mark Bozicki thought it had the best drum sound.
It does have an incredible drum sound. It sounds fantastic. Yeah.
It was there's echo chambers in there and all sorts of things that they were using for listening and for silence, you know. And I thought so they could hear what was going on in the world pre-internet in a way. And
wow.
I thought it afforded us a lot of silence to make the record, because we were so walled in these deep, all our bedrooms had no windows and things like that.
Wow.
So everything had to come internally from the, you know, and it meant that again we could focus the band on internal emotions to find the inspiration.
Yeah.
And it was all you almost felt like you go through any door and there's something new. That it was a vast chamber of corridors and rooms, and it was it's an exciting place. It's called Aerial Studios. And the Bunny Men have been recording in there and all sorts of things. It's a really cool place.
Oh, it sounds incredible. And of course, then Tony Butler called it a day last year. He's retired now, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Tony left with his blessings imparted on the band, and he just felt that his role in the journey had come to
a halt, yeah.
Yes, that's it. I think he was the oldest member of the band, and I think he felt he wanted to spend time with his family and discovering his roots, you know, and he just it was a tearful farewell, I'm afraid. But Tony wanted to make that choice, and you know, his spirit is in the record. He was involved in some of the writing sessions at the beginning. That was especially when we were doing some of the tracks that were the first to surface, Another Country being the first one that we actually wrote, and that happened just as a spontaneous moment. I could hear Bruce playing a riff on stage, and I was in the dressing room in another room like I usually am, and I heard these words, Another Country, and ran up on the stage, and then Tony was suggesting chords, and before you knew it, we had a song. And I had my family on the tour with me coming the next morning, and so I was excused from the sound check, but I came into the dressing room before the gig, and Bruce was there saying, right, we're going to play that song tonight, you know.
Pressure.
Yeah, and so I had to write some lyrics on the spot, really. And but it was, again, it was part of this spirit of adventure that came into the band at that point, because Big Country had never, ever played a new song live post The Crossing. Every song they played post The Crossing was recorded first, released to the audience, and then played. So they never took those sort of risks. They stopped taking those sort of risks.
With Tony calling it a day, did anyone else in the band wobble?
No, not, you know, right, that was what kept me committed, really, because Mark and Bruce were so, right, well, Tony's gone, we're going forward, you know, and it was not even a question of them giving up. And we'd already created some pieces of music together, and we were all excited about the creative process. And I think that was, if that was had not been in place, quite possibly the band would have folded if it was just going to be performing the back catalogue.
Yes, yeah.
But we'd already begun the journey, so to speak, and been creative. And I think that was what was exciting for Bruce and Mark. And but the, you know, from my point of view, I could see that it was not one a blink of the eye. They were just so committed, and I think they're used to it in a way. They're have become accustomed to people leaving them in life.
Yeah, just...
You know, they lost Stuart, now they've lost Tony, but they're still committed to going forward, and I admired them for that, and I thought, well, I'm going to stay with them if they're that committed and showing that much courage. Let's see this journey through. And, you know, I admire them for that, because it would, again, been easy for them to give up, but... And when you think about it, they've got every right to continue with Big Country, because they've never, ever left. Bruce has been in it from the moment he picked up the guitar, and he's still there and he's never walked away from it. And he's never walked away from any of the challenges that the band has thrown his way, and they've thrown him some numerous and massive life challenges.
Well, mate, you sound absolutely invigorated. You sound encouraged. Big Country are going to be with us again April 27th at the Academy, the 28th then in the Limelight in Belfast. Tickets for the Dublin show are £28.50. Mike, good to talk to you. It's great to hear you sounding so positive about everything. And good luck with the new chapter, the brand new journey. It starts now.
Oh, thanks. I can't wait. You know, remember our last gig, especially in Dublin at the Academy, was an amazing evening. And I was right in the thick of the audience that night, and it was incredible, uplifting atmosphere, and I'm sure it will be again.
It definitely will. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.